Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a short story about the Baal Shem Tov, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. He was the founder of General Chassidus. He was the one that began the Chassidic way of life and Chassidic study. Of course, he had teachers who had taught the foundations of Chassidus to the Baal Shem Tov, but Chassidus as a study and as a way of life, this is credited to the Baal Shem Tov, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Where was Yisrael Baal Shem Tov born? He was born in a place called Tlust. Now, usually, people talk about the Baal Shem Tov being from Akka. And so one would think that he was from a town called Akka. But actually, the word Akka means a trench. A trench is not much more than a hole in the ground. It might have walls of stone. Might be that you could even put a board over the top of the trench and make somewhat of a place to be protected from the elements. But in fact, Akup means a trench because the Baal Shem Tov was born in a trench. He lived in a city named Tlust, or town, which originally had a wall around it. But at some point in history, the wall was destroyed. And instead of the wall, there was now a bunch of trenches. I'm imagining that there was some stone walls dug into the ground. And the Baal Shem Tov's parents were so poor that they could not afford to live in any house, not even a hut. Instead, they took refuge from the elements, from the weather, in a trench, dug into the ground, perhaps with walls of stone, but for a roof, who knows what they put there? Some sticks, maybe. Maybe they put some straw over there. But imagine such poverty, living in a trench, and that's where the Baal Shem Tov was born. And that's why he's called the Baal Shem Tov, sometimes the Baal Shem Tov from Akup. But really, Akup means a trench, and he was from the town of Tlust. Now, this is really something kind of unbelievable. After all, what did the Baal Shem Tov accomplish in his life? He brought to the world the light of Chassidus. And in fact, his teachings were so special, so powerful, so outstanding. And he was such a great tzaddik that one time when he had Aliyas and Neshama, his soul elevated as it sometimes did, to the heavenly realms. I don't mean to say that he blasted off from earth in a rocket ship or he started to fly up in heaven. We're talking about a spiritual journey. A spiritual journey can take place as you are sitting in a seat, as you're sitting in the woods or wherever. But his soul elevated on various occasions into the heavenly realms, into the spiritual realms. And one time he had a very outstanding elevation of his soul, which actually brought him to the chamber, the spiritual chamber, of course. Don't imagine a fancy apartment on the top of some tall building. The spiritual chamber of Mashiach. And when he came to the spiritual chamber of Mashiach, he asked the ultimate question. What question would you ask Mashiach if you came to his spiritual chamber? There was Mashiach, or the soul of Mashiach, and you have an opportunity to say something. What would you say? You might say the same thing that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said when he met Mashiach by the gates of Rome. He said, "Amos Ikasi Mar, Master, when are you coming?" And that's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov said to the soul of Mashiach. He said, "Amos Ikasi Mar, Master, when are you coming?" What better question can we ask Mashiach? When are you coming? We want the world to be how it's supposed to be, according to Hashem's plan. We're tired of the galus. We're tired of exile. And Mashiach answers Baal Shem Tov, "Lika yishefutza menasecha chutza." The wellsprings of your teachings are spread to the outside. That's when Mashiach would come. Now, you may know that when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked Baal Shem Tov when he's coming, he said, "Hayom, today." And at the end of the day, when he hadn't yet come, Yeshua ben Levi asked Eliyahu Navi, who he spoke with on occasions. What happened? Mashiach said he was coming today. And Eliyahu HaNavi said to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, he meant, Hayom im tishmu el koili, quoting the verse from Tillim, from Psalms. Mashiach was saying, today, if you'll listen to my voice, meaning that the Geula will come today if we will listen to Hashem's voice. But that's not the answer that the Baal Shem Tov received. The answer he received was, in addition to, of course, we have to listen to Hashem's voice. But what will speed up the process is spreading the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov throughout the world. Even not more than just the teachings. The wellsprings, the sources of the teachings. Meaning that in various places throughout the world, there should be centers of teachings of the Baal Shem Tov. As we have today, thousands and thousands of places of Torah study in which Torah is being taught in so many places, and especially the Baal Shem Tov's teachings, Chassidus is being taught in so many places, thousands and thousands of places. And this is the story of the Baal Shem Tov, that he came from a very, very, very poor, poverty-stricken place, a life in which there was much suffering. And yet, he is the one who is leading us through his teachings to the Geula. And this is what it says in Tillim also, that from a narrow place, from a place of suffering, will come a great redemption. And so, although we are, of course, anxious for the Geula to come, and we want it to come today, we want it to come yesterday, as we come closer to Pesach, there is much more redemption in the air. And as the Gemara says, in every generation, we have to see ourselves as if we are going out of Egypt, as if we went out of Egypt and going out of Egypt. As Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that every generation and every day, a person should try to see himself as if he or she is that day going out of Egypt. That the process of redemption started long ago when we left Egypt, but it continues every single day. We can have redemption a little bit more through learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs. And this way, each day becomes a step closer to the final Geula through Mashiach Tzidkenu. May it happen immediately, especially through your extra learning and your extra mitzvahs and ours and all of us together, that all of us are the ones that have to work and to increase in the light of Torah and mitzvahs, the light of Chassidus, and this way quickly and more quickly and more quickly to bring the Geula. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More, and especially to try to daven and learn Torah and do mitzvahs for the sake of our soldiers in Israel, for the sake of all the Jewish people living in Israel, that they should be protected and safe and victorious in their battle, which is also our battle. May it happen immediately with immediate redemption. Thank you again for joining Jewish Stories and More.